From the WLRN Miami Herald Studios, I'm Marva Hinton. South Miami commissioners recently voted to block Miami-Dade County from aerial spraying for mosquitoes in the city by designating the city a wildlife sanctuary. South Miami Mayor Philip Stoddard pushed for this. In addition to being mayor, he's also a biology professor at Florida International University. He joins us now to talk about that decision. Mayor, thanks so much for coming into the studio with us.
You're very welcome. Good to be here.
Why did you support opting out of the county's aerial spraying mosquito control program?
Well, people who are old enough to remember a book called Silent Spring by Rachel Carson that was the basis for starting the EPA. And in 1962, Carson laid out what happens when you spray indiscriminately for insects, such as mosquitoes. You breed resistance in the mosquitoes and you wipe out songbirds and many other elements of the natural population, the natural fauna. And so this is a general concern anytime you see aerial spraying. Now, for the mosquitoes here in Dade County, we have two different concerns. We have the mosquitoes that can potentially carry human diseases. We also have the salt marsh mosquitoes in the mangrove fringe, and we have the floodwater mosquitoes in the Everglades fringe. Those mosquitoes typically are a nuisance, but they do not carry diseases. Now, Miami-Dade County Mosquito Control, along with other mosquito control districts, focus all of their money, or nearly all of their money, on knocking back the mosquitoes that do not carry human diseases. My argument is that with these diseases moving hard onto us, we need to be focusing our attentions on the mosquitoes that can and do carry human diseases, and they have to be approached differently. You do not take them on by wholesale spraying. You take them on by water control. People have forgotten the old mosquito control techniques of draining shallow ditches, making some bodies of water permanent, adding mosquito fish. That's what really works in the long run. The company that makes Dibrome or Naled brags about how effective it is at killing moths. Well, moths are the primary food for the endangered bonneted bats, which we have in Coral Gables, South Miami, and Pinecrest. And when these little bats fledge, actually they're big bats, they're beautiful, when the youngsters fledge, they need food. And so if we've just done a mosquito spray, they may find two-thirds of their food knocked out, and the young starve.
Are you at all concerned that South Miami residents may be more susceptible now to mosquito-borne illnesses like chikungunya, like dengue fever?
Exactly the opposite. I think that the county is essentially squandering its resources fighting the wrong mosquitoes. And so what South Miami is doing, in conjunction with the restrictions on spraying, is we have initiated our own program controlling these mosquitoes. So we have begun surveying the entire city for derelict swimming pools. Those pools become a huge breeding ground for the mosquitoes that carry human disease. And our code enforcement officers have already begun going door to door and checking on these pools. It is a violation of city, county, and state laws to maintain a swimming pool, or rather, to fail to maintain a swimming pool and allow mosquitoes to grow in it. So that's the biggest thing we can be doing. Education and water control are the two best ways to control human disease-carrying mosquitoes. And, you know, to the credit of mosquito control, they do reserve a small fraction of their budget for education, but not nearly enough in my esteem.
South Miami Mayor and FIU biology professor Philip Stoddard, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us about this.
You're so welcome.
After speaking with Mayor Stoddard, we consulted with experts in the field who said it's common practice throughout the country to spray for nuisance mosquitoes rather than those that cause human disease. Miami-Dade County is not unusual in this regard. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Marva Hinton.